Aspects of an effective model of resistance. A holistic self-defense practice, reincorporating our power through physical, intellectual, and spiritual integration and expansion. And so, I, as I hope you will as well, as I thought through some of these elements of an effective holistic self-defense practice, I have begun trying to picture how it could work, what it would look like, and I'd love to discuss this and, you know, get feedback. But I know that it will be different in different locations, different communities, different people will hear these things and picture something different. And I'm really hoping that such a thing as I'm picturing might come to be. So I'm going to move forward with what I can see. And I'm hoping if this moves you, you will move forward as well. Because we need to be able to respond to what's coming at us, at all of us, globally. Rereading my earlier comments on the section of Alice that we're going to be reading today, Unlived Anger, in light of our thought process last week. And last week we said that imposed invisibility, lack of empathy, is an ongoing injury under class, an ongoing violation of our original wholeness, of our original experience of oneness, empathy as living things, that sets us up for endless mutual mistreatment, blaming, abusiveness, accusation. This is all of us, and we are encouraged to blame others for this. And what our practice together will accomplish is overcome the atomization that allows misunderstandings and false information about each other to exist. That it is in sharing with each other and working together that we make our future real, make it something that others can see as well. Because when we experience that amorphous wound of force, which is what a class system means, it's a continuous injury because class is totalitarian. It's a system. And as that injury is self-perpetuating and generates rage, reinforces, which we can never speak about, which reinforces the invisibility of that we all feel, we lash out at each other, at the ones closest to us. We continuously seek others to blame. And so thinking about those comments from last week, I found myself wondering whether our focus on global human freedom, how that integrates into our work of healing from this mutual abusiveness that we do, that our parents did to us and we have learned to pass on to others. And so we'll be thinking more about that as we go. But to make visible the macro, we will be making visible the micro. And that happens, as I'm seeing it, through shared discussions of Alice based in our personal experience. And this for a number of reasons. It will enrich our understanding of Alice. It will strengthen the bonds between us, allow us to see the link between the state, parent, and coercion broadly, and its expression in our personal lives. Help us concretize key concepts that we're going to want to share with the broader community. We have to always remember that this is suppressed speech. Our brothers and sisters are not hearing this over the airwaves, and that in order to move forward to a future that's different from what power has planned, We're going to have to reach out and do our education in creative and holistic ways that we're going to be thinking more about in over the coming shows, days, weeks.